Meetings of African leaders usually run 2 days, but this summit in Addis Ababa dragged into a fourth day, with members deadlocked over AU Chairman Gaddafi's proposal for a central administration that would eventually have sweeping powers. Most heads of state had departed by the time a compromise was struck that allowed Mr. Gaddafi to declare victory. He spoke in Arabic through a translator.
It is a government of the Union. It is an authority, a government. There will be secretaries, coordinators for the various policies like defense and foreign affairs, defense policies and foreign policies that are divergent, and we will coordinate everything, and we will coordinate our defense policies regarding Africa.
Mr. Gaddafi admitted there are deep divisions among member states about his idea, but in a speech to the closing summit session, he outlined a long-term vision of a fully united Africa under one flag.
We need the peoples of Africa, this traditional force of women and youth, so that they can use their energies to push us to reach the final phase, that is the United States of Africa, which will be like the United States of America today.
Mr. Gaddafi says a special meeting of African foreign ministers will be held in 3 months to discuss getting the Union project off the ground. But his high-profile optimism covered over the low-key determination of a majority of African leaders to kill, or at least indefinitely postpone, the creation of a continental government. Only a handful of states were in the room to hear the Libyan leader's closing remarks, but most of Africa's big powers, such as Egypt, Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, and South Africa, are sticking to the position that it will not be a government with sovereign powers for the foreseeable future. They left it to African Union Commission Chairman John Ping to explain to reporters that moving to a union government would be a long, drawn-out process.
The initial purpose was to turn into a government of union. Then member states, during their discussion, they think that a government has a definition which is precise, and we have not yet reached that stage, and we better move from the commission to an authority.
Ping says even the small step of changing the name of the permanent secretariat from a commission to an authority, as agreed at this summit, could take years because it requires a charter amendment that must be ratified by 2/3 of the member states.
There is a need to amend the charter, and it takes time.
It takes a majority of the members.
Majority of two-thirds of the members, yeah.
So, in effect, this is going to take years, wouldn't you say?
Probably. I think so.
This summit has left no doubt that Mr. Gaddafi is determined to set the wheels of a union government in motion during his 1-year term as AU chairman. But African diplomats and observers say the name change agreed to at this summit gives his opponents the time they need to delay the plan indefinitely. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.